Saturday, July 24th, 2021, Imam time. Imam with a barbell. Imam with some rest. Imam with some body weight movement, some gym, some air squats. Who doesn't like that? Anyway, in case you don't know what the heck an Imam is, Imam stands for every minute on the minute. So let me tell you what the workout is, and then I'll walk through precisely how you do it in case you're unfamiliar with the Imam format. So every minute on the minute for 18 minutes, minute one, clean and jerks. As many as you can safely get, obviously, at 70% of your one rep max. Power or squat, whatever you need to do. During minute two, as many box jumps as you can. 24 inches for the men or 20 inches for the women. Rebounding, stepping down, your choice. Minute number three, rest. How great is that? Minute number four, back to the barbell for a minute of clean and jerks. 70% one rep max, however many you can safely get. Minute five, air squats, as many as you can get in that 1 minute. Minute six, rest. So that was 6 minutes. Each minute had a task assigned to it. And the every minute on the minute style does exactly that. It assigns a task for that minute. You're accumulating as many repetitions of those movements that I said. Well, it's an 18-minute Imam. I just walked you through 6 minutes. So you're going to repeat that 6-minute block two more times. And that will get you to the 18-minute time window. So when it's all said and done, you will have gotten 6 minutes worth of clean and jerks, 3 minutes worth of box jumps, and 3 minutes worth of air squats. So, and the box jumps and the air squats aren't going to make the clean and jerks any easier. Now, there's some built-in rest there to be nice and to be kind, and you always get the rest right before you get the barbell so that you can try to get as many of those clean and jerks as you can, because today is a heavy day at a high heart rate. You're going to be lifting heavy. We're talking 70% of your one rep max, but you're going to do it under some fatigue and under some interference from other movements, and it's a beautiful way to get strong. We also have a video, another resource you should check out. You can watch it in a video or listen to the podcast, Lynchman Conversations number 113. Warming up, it's all about heavy days, choosing the weight, rest periods, etc. And it applies very much to a classic heavy day, but if you're looking to warm up for today, that also would be of great assistance to you. We've got a video showing various styles of the clean and jerk, from power cleans to squat cleans, push jerks, splits jerks, video showing the box jumps and the air squats. Okay, here we go. It's tough to choose some reps on this because air squat pace, rebounding or step down makes a big deal in the box jumps, how many clean and jerks you get, so there could be some variations here. But for Super Fitness Robot, I'm saying a grand total of 175 reps or more, and the more likely is anywhere from 100 reps or more. But there could be some wiggle room there. Scaled option is still an 18-minute AMRAP and set up very similarly to the prescribed workout of the day. Clean and jerks, but then we're lowering them to 60%. Instead of box jumps, it's box step-ups, and we lowered the height 20 inches for men, 12 for women. You've got a minute of rest in there, back to the clean and jerks at the lower percentage, then the air squats, and then rest. So very similar workout, and we've got a video showing the box step up. Limited equipment crew. They don't have a box to jump on. They can do air squats, that's no issues, but they just have their trusty dumbbells. So here's what they have going on. It's going to be a hoot. Every minute on the minute for 18 minutes, first minute, how many dumbbell clean and jerks can you get? Pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women. Most people will be able to do power cleans with those just fine. Minute two, instead of the box jump, jumping jacks. Mark my words, a minute of jumping jacks sounds like a joke. It won't be. Then you get your minute rest, back to minute four, which is a minute of dumbbell clean and jerks. Minute five is the air squats, minute six is the rest, and of course you'll repeat that two more times. Video showing the dumbbell power clean and push jerk. Can't wait to hear how much everybody enjoys that. No equipment workout for the day. Minute one, broad jumps for meters. Cover as many meters as you can, broad jumping. Minute number two, those glorious jumping jacks. Minute three is rest. Minute number 4 is a 60-second plank hold. Minute 5 is air squats. Minute 6 is, once again, rest. It's going to be good. Accessory work for the day. Optional as always. Pull-ups. Strict palms facing you. Supinated grip. Try to get 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, breaking up those sets as needed. You could also do it with some ring rows. This would be a great day if you don't have that many strict pull-ups yet. You could either do them in more sets or use a very light band so you make it really difficult for the upper body. Then, what a glorious either-or we have here. Either Bulgarian split squats, 2 to 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps per leg with a video, or your friend and mine, the banded march. The goal, which is lofty, is 3 to 5 minutes of continuous marching. Break it up as needed, or reduce the time while you pursue this goal, because it's a big goal. If you haven't done the banded march, you will soon realize it. And there's a video showing and demonstrating that movement. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have some calves and foam rolling, the kneeling layback stretch, and the foam roller for the back and lats, all of which have videos. Yet another week of training and hopefully fun closed out. Take your rest day tomorrow. I will certainly take mine, and I will see you back here on Monday for the next workout.